listener production.
The Aussie market closes in on a fresh record high.
And find out to watch out for this week.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Monday the 25th of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Good afternoon, Laura.
Happy Monday. It's certainly been a happy day on the Aussie share market.
It has been, and we just kick off, of course, the first of two holiday-shortened weeks for markets, which means it's going to be perhaps an interesting time. Things can be a little bit more unpredictable the closer we get to those public holidays as well. Mm. But today, absolutely, the ASX 200 up 0.6%. We were a bit higher than that earlier in the day, much higher, in fact.
We were.
But we faded, still an improvement.
Look, in the first hour of trade, we got within around 9 points from a record high. We're up by close to 1%, so we're up about 0.64%, as you mentioned there. So we have dropped back a little bit, but still, to even get close to that record high is pretty tremendous, right? Because especially over in the US last Friday night, we did see that they eased a little bit, right? And we usually follow that trend, but for us to improve this much with nothing really driving it in particular is pretty extraordinary.
You're right, 9 points away from a record high. That's just a tenth of a percent shy of the best levels ever. I think markets over the course of the afternoon got cold feet. We were up, as I said, about twice as much earlier. And I think overall what we've seen in the past week or so is the market's finding its mojo back a little. And I think it's partly perhaps because of the hopes that even though we've had, you know, kind of mixed updates from central banks in the past week, for the most part, the expectation is that at some stage over the course of the year, we could very well get rate cuts. So that's keeping investors quite excited.
Yeah, and look, it's definitely been benefiting interest rate sensitive sectors like the property sector. That's the best performer today, up by almost 2%.
We've also got tech companies lifting by about 1%. So they're two areas that tend to do quite well when there's the hope, I guess, for lower interest rates at some stage. The tech sector's up 26% this year and rose 30% last year as well.
They're also very close to an all-time record high as a group.
And property stocks, which you mentioned as well, another real strong performer that we've seen on market. So a 2% lift over the course of the day, but this is the fifth consecutive day of improvements for the sector, and it's up about 15% since the start of Jan. And that compares to the broader market, which is up by about 3%, so well and truly outperforming the ASX 200.
We're also seeing energy stocks up in the order of around 1%. Healthcare, similar story there. Our miners up by 0.8%, certainly helping to support the broader market. And of course, iron ore has been doing pretty well recently.
And that's been one reason why the miners, I think, are holding up quite nicely. They've been a bit mixed in recent times. Iron ore prices have been on a bit of a decline for a number of months, in fact. But today, you're right, iron ore prices have improved. And that certainly is helping the likes of BHP, Rio, and Fortescue, which is the most sensitive to iron ore prices of the three.
The only sector that we are seeing going backwards leading into the close is the consumer discretionary sector. That's down just a smidge though, but it's the only one that is underperforming, and that's weighed by stocks like the Lottery Corp and also Aristocrat Leisure.
And again, look, the consumer discretionary sector, of course, which is made up of a lot of those retailers, still up 10.3% since the start of 2024. So again, an outperformer, even though it's the only loser on the market today. There are plenty of stocks, of course, that are receiving attention as well.
Let's stick with the consumer discretionary space. Something that caught my eye was Star Entertainment. They've been back in the headlines. Of course, they've been in a little bit of trouble recently with its Sydney casino license on the line unless they whip their business back into shape. So well after the market shut on Friday, they announced their CEO has stepped down, and so has their CFO, their chief financial officer. So it can be quite normal to see leadership stepping down when a company is in trouble. That probably gives the company a little bit of an opportunity for a fresh start. We've seen it recently with the likes of Qantas and Woolies, and today we saw Star shares down on the news though, even though they were up earlier in the session.
ALQ Limited is the worst performer on the ASX 200 at the moment. It's down 4.7%. So this is a group that carries out a lot of testing work across a variety of industries, mining industry is included there, the pharmaceutical industry as well. Well, a couple of things dragging the stock lower. One is that it's basically, today said it's expected to still hit its profit goals if you look at the range overall that it's set for itself, but it's going to likely be towards the bottom end of that range. So that's never helpful for a stock. But also today it said it's going to take full ownership and control of Nuvisan, which is a European outfit. The remaining 51% interest that it doesn't already own, that it's going to snap up, and at zero cost. And this is made possible by the terms of an original deal that it made a few years ago. So Nuvisan has been struggling a little since ALS made that investment in the group around 3 years ago. But ALS reckons it knows enough about the group to be able to turn it around, cut costs and improve efficiencies as well. But ALS, big loser today.
We have been talking about lithium quite a lot recently over the past few months. Of course, lithium prices more than halved over the course of 2023. That was skewed to the later part of last year, and they've continued to fall in the early part of this year as well. And that's seen lithium miners themselves having quite a tough time. But recently, there has been some optimism restored in the lithium space after analysts said the price of lithium will recover. So today, we heard from one of our biggest lithium miners, Pilbara, who said they've signed a deal with Chinese lithium producer Ganfeng Lithium. Together, the two companies will conduct a feasibility study. So they'll both be putting resources into it and it will benefit both parties. So for Pilbara, it'll allow them to capture more value across the battery supply chain. Today, though, Pilbara shares have been lower and it's been quite mixed across the whole lithium space.
Pilbara is worth about $11 billion on the Aussie share market. So it's a relatively big player. A much smaller company though, McGrath, 25% higher. The board approved a takeover offer received from a group of investors led by Knight Frank, which has 25,000 employees, and also Bayleys, which is a major real estate agency in New Zealand. So both well-known larger international players. So under the deal, McGrath shareholders have a few options, including to receive cash, and it'll be 60 cents per share in cash, which is almost 30% higher than what the shares were doing on Friday, hence the big lift in the stock price. The founder and CEO, John McGrath, is expected to stay on running the firm, but it's had a rocky ride since it's made its debut on the market back in 2015. In fact, its shares were three times higher at one stage in that first year when it made its debut.
Speaking about cash, there's going to be a lot of it thrown around over the course of this week. Do you want to guess how many billion is going to be handed out to investors over the course of this week?
I know the answer, so it's not going to be a very good guess. Why don't you just tell us?
It's around $19 billion. That is billion with a B, might I add. So over the course of this week, Wednesday and Thursday are going to be the two biggest days. On Wednesday, we have Fortescue, Santos and Wesfarmers. And then on Thursday, we have BHP and CBA. So of course, BHP is the largest stock on our market. BHP alone is paying out around $5.5 billion to investors.
Yeah, and CBA, as you mentioned, that's the second largest stock on our market. You've also got Telstra on the same day paying out divs and others too.
As you mentioned earlier, it's going to be a holiday shortened week, which means the Aussie market is shut this coming Friday and also the following Monday. So a four-day weekend for most of us out there.
Something else of note will be inflation on Wednesday here in Australia. That's a monthly update for the month of February. Very much could be a market mover. And in the United States, you've got some economic growth numbers Thursday night and inflation right at the end of the week.
Right at the end of the week, the PCE deflator, Ryan's favorite, that'll come out on Friday. And also worth mentioning, we'll get retail trade data on Thursday here locally as well. So even though it's only 4 days, it's going to be a busy 4 days at that.
Absolutely. Well, have a great week, everyone, and do this again tomorrow.
Chat tomorrow.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.